Now, how do you get into the body of believers, by the way? Listen to this, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Now, what kind of baptism is this? Baptism of the Holy Spirit, you see. It's the Holy Spirit that puts us in the body of believers, gives us a gift as a particular member, and we're to function as that. Maybe a big toe, you see. And it's whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? You have a gift to function, and you should function. And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? And suppose it was all tongue. My friend, even granting today, which I'm not willing to do, but granting that the tongue's movement is for today, everybody wouldn't speak in tongues. The analogy is our body. Now, our body's not all tongue. Well, now, I think I've met a few people that you could say they were just about all tongue, but they are the exception. That's not the rule by any means. Dear lady one time went to a tongues meeting, and the preacher thought she was interested, said to her, Madam, would you like to speak in tongues? She said, oh, my, no, I'd like to lose about 40 feet off of the one I got now. May I say to you, granting that it was a gift, not everybody would have that gift, you see. And now, he says, and now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. He's the one to be pleased, you see. And these gifts are in the body, so the body can function. I had a man one time that had a gift. He was not even an usher, but he always stood in the back. And if there was any disruption in the congregation, an usher would go down and say, for instance, to a lady that's got a baby that's crying, he might speak to her and he'd antagonize her. And I've seen ushers do that, antagonize a woman. But this man had a gift. He had a gift. He'd go down and play with the baby for a minute or two, and he said, by the way, we have a nursery here. Would you like me to take the baby down or show you where the nursery is? And I don't know what it was. She always responded. I don't care who it was. The mother would respond to that. And if there's any kind of a commotion, a disturbance, he had a way of handling it. I told him one time, I said, you know, you have a rare gift, one that's needed in the church today. Now, there are different gifts. Somebody says, well, you don't mean those things are gifts. Yes. You know, to bake a cake sometime in the church is pretty important. Getting up a dinner is very important. That's a gift. Some people have that gift. And somebody said, well, I can't believe that. Well, let me tell you about one. There was a couple that had remarkable gifts, but they weren't functioning. Now, I come back to the Lordship of Jesus. The Lord Jesus was not the Lord of the life of Ananias and Sapphira, and they fell down dead before Simon Peter. They couldn't exist in the church, but they had gifts, but they didn't exercise them as they should. Now, you can exercise it in the will of God. There was a woman by the name of Dorcas. She died, and Simon Peter went down, and the widows went by. They had a regular fashion show. They wore the dresses. They said, this is what Dorcas made. And you know the reason they were wearing the dresses? That's all those poor widows had to wear. Dorcas was pretty important in the early church. And Simon Peter raised her from the dead. She wasn't struck dead. She was raised from the dead because she had a gift. And that gift was very important. And God didn't raise Simon Peter from the dead, and yet he was the great preacher on the day of Pentecost. My friend, it's the Spirit of God who's sovereign in this, and he's to determine what's important and what's not important. Now, if God's called you to bake a cake or to sew, and Dorcas, you know, just sewed. What a gift. But that's a gift of the Holy Spirit, and she used it.